From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Just 2 days from becoming his party's official nominee, Democrat John Kerry campaigned in Norfolk, Virginia today. The one-time Navy officer is hoping his combat record will help win over military families in the state. NPR's Scott Horsley has the story.
The battleship Wisconsin provided a camera-ready backdrop for Kerry as he spoke to a cheering crowd outside the Hampton Roads Naval Museum. Some fans watched from a nearby parking garage as Kerry delivered a speech titled Strength and Service.
We are here to talk today to say thank you to those who serve in our military and to provide for the continued strength of the United States of America.
Kerry devoted part of his speech to last week's report from the 9/11 Commission, and he said the commission should stay on the job for at least another 18 months. He says the country needs to keep asking itself whether it's doing all it can to strengthen homeland security and to build alliances that isolate enemies rather than the United States itself.
This isn't about partisanship. It's about patriotism. It's not about what was done or wasn't done in the past. It's not about pointing fingers, but it is about winning a war upon which our future depends.
Of course, Kerry's visit to Virginia is about partisanship, as he tries to become the first Democrat to carry the state in 40 years. It won't be easy. Norfolk's newspaper carried a front-page story today about a Virginia-based group of anti-Kerry veterans. The story was headlined, Military Compatriots Challenge Kerry's War Claims. Many of these military critics are still unhappy about Kerry's anti-war protest when he returned from Vietnam. But their opposition has not stopped other veterans, like Norfolk resident Dan Montague, from backing Kerry. Montague notes the senator's three Purple Hearts.
The main thing about Kerry was he was there, he got shot. Nobody else on the ticket, either party, was there but him. Bush was hiding out, you know, in a guard, you know. And the only way that he's making the guard look credible now is, you know, he's over there getting them killed.
Montague wore a shirt from the aircraft carrier George Washington, which returned to Norfolk just yesterday after an extended deployment in the Arabian Gulf. Kerry joined local military families in celebrating the sailors' safe return, but he added it's not enough to simply welcome them home.
They deserve to come back to a country where there are jobs, where there's health care. We need to have schools that work, that lift all of our children. And you know what? They deserve a country that makes decisions of common sense with respect to our security.
Kerry ended his Virginia speech, as he does each day, urging supporters in the contested state to talk to others, including those who might be leaning towards President Bush. From Norfolk, Kerry traveled to Philadelphia for another rally tonight. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Philadelphia.